Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's August 24, 2007, and here's Jesus temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released January 1st, 2003.
Our first question of the new year from Gibby is one I'm sure our listeners will be interested in. Nazarene. In the Bible, Ezekiel reported seeing four beings of human appearance emerge from a vessel of bronze at some point in time around the 6th century B.C. Was this a UFO sighting?
Well, if it wasn't, Gibby, we still had some technology around that we'd forgotten about, because that definitely was a spaceship. Old Ezekiel saw some things that and wrote them down that other people in the area were just too scared to even mention. That's the thing with the people of God. They're not scared of anything. They'll write anything down. But, yes, definitely, Gibby, this was a UFO. This was visitors from someplace outside of Earth. Unfortunately, they didn't visit the spirit realm, so we don't really know who they were. We saw glimpses of them through our earthly servants, but we had no contact with them whatsoever in the afterlife, so we don't know what they were doing, why they were here, or who they were. But none of the alien races that we know now have any reports of any such landings on Earth at that time. The aliens that we know now didn't reach Earth until 1946, so it's highly unlikely that these people were any of them. Apparently, there is a race that existed for some time and has now disappeared, which is a sad thing, but seems to be the state with highly advanced races. They come and go. Look at my own people and Demetrius's people. We were highly advanced. We once traveled through the stars. Now we're just disembodied souls on this far distant planet from our homeland. And these things come and go with time.
Yeah, too many visitors, Nazarene. But fortunately, most of them want to help the Earth. Though there are a few stuck here we'd like to have permanently beamed up.
Knowing what you're referring to, Alora, it would be better to dispose of them right here and not make them somebody else's problem.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I am often asked, what do Mary Magdalene and I do for entertainment? Well, when we have an hour to spare, we love to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC. It is our favorite program. Their address is
www.jimmykimmellive.net.
Be sure to tell Jimmy you heard me speak of him here on Here's Jesus.
God here. Alora's busy, but here's a question that we often get. How can aliens possibly visit Earth and I not know about them? This is often a question that we get, and the answer is really very simple. If those aliens, when they visit Earth, only stay in the material realm, if they don't come into the afterlife and visit the afterlife, come into the holiest of all and visit me, I have no knowledge of them whatsoever. They have to come into the afterlife. They have to be part of the spiritual realm. And many aliens that visit Earth want nothing to do with our afterlife whatsoever. They avoid it like a plague because they have no religion as we know it. They believe that the dead should take care of the dead and the living should take care of the living, and the two shouldn't mix together. So they don't come into the afterlife. They don't have anything to do with the afterlife. I have no contact with them, and thereby I have no knowledge of them. They have to come to me. They have to become one with me. They have to share their knowledge with me. Many people simply don't understand that. They think anything that happens on Earth, I know about it instantly. I know about it when my people tell me about it, when the information is brought to me, but I cannot keep track of everything that is going on in the world. That's why I have agents out there doing all the work that they do, because I have to have people bring me information to the holiest of all. That is why I need earthly workers, because so many parts of me are dispersed in so many places. Without people to carry me information, I can't keep track of what's going on.
We'll be back again.